If you are serving today, go ahead and make your way to the table. Will you do that? Today on Memorial Day, this supper, this remembrance is a memorial. Jesus never told the church to do it every Sunday. That was a church decision later on. His command, though, was as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. He saw it as a memorial. He knew how the world could capture you and make you think that everything you need is in the world. He knew that. And that's why he says, as often as you do this, remember my death. Remember my sacrifice. Remember what I have done for you. So it's a remembrance of his suffering. I could go row to row in this building today. And I know a lot of the stories in this room. And I know a lot of the stories of God's faithfulness to us. And if we were to put all of our bad days together, all of them, when you heard the worst news you could ever hear, the worst tragedy that could ever happen to you, if we combined them all, that wouldn't match his one bad day for us. When he not only died in our place and for our sins, he died for the sins of the whole world. He took on the whole weight of the world upon him. So we remember today, it's a memorial. We're remembering his sufferings for us. We remember his sacrifice, how it affects the world and all of eternity. That's how he saves us, is that he died for us. And we're going to look back today to his death, but we're also going to look forward to his return. You know that we just finished our series of the next 40 days after the resurrection of Jesus. One big part of that series was the ascension of Jesus. And if you remember, two angels came down after he had ascended, asked the disciples, why are you stargazing? Get on with the mission. And then they said this, this same Jesus that you've seen leave will return. He will come back. Even the ascension of Christ is still pointing to the return of Christ. You need to know that communion does exactly the same thing. Look on the screen, if you will, at 1 Corinthians 11:26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, say it with me, until he comes. We're looking back at his death, but we're looking forward until his return. On that night, they took bread, and I try to have real simple teaching about him using bread. It's common. If you've ever been to Israel, we have several times. Bread is still today, it's a huge staple. It's a daily commodity for them. So having bread at that meal is no big deal. So he took bread. I think he took bread for a lot of reasons. Number one, because it was there. Number two, it is the fact that I think he wanted them, whenever they saw bread on a daily basis, to remember the Last Supper that they had with him and what he said. I believe he chose bread for theological reasons. He was born in Bethlehem, which is called the house of bread. And from the house of bread was born whom he referred to himself as the bread of life. He says, you need this to live, but you don't live by this alone. I think there are a lot of reasons why he chose bread. But he chose it to be symbolic of his body given and his body broken. They gave thanks for the body of Christ sacrificing for us. Let's give thanks too. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We make the declaration of Simon Peter. We believe that Jesus is your son and that you are the living God. And Lord, we thank you that you sent your son for us. Pay a debt we couldn't pay, we couldn't work off. We thank you for his sacrifice and his body literally given for us and in our place. In the name of your son, our Savior Jesus, I pray. Amen. Look on the screen at a verse of scripture. It is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 24. After they had given thanks, so they broke the bread. And he said, "This is my body, which is for you. I do this in remembrance of me." In two uses today of the word remembrance, it means an ongoing remembrance. It really fits the song. The song is theologically blessed, meaning that I live a life of remembrance because it's meant for you to continually remember what he has done for you and how he gave his body for you. I'm grateful. You know, when I do discipleship with people, one of the questions I get to now with them is that we sometimes live our life and we get upset because the mission of Christ interferes with our life. We try to live our life and then we want the Lord to conveniently just merge into our life when he's called us to life. I'm thankful that the mission of Jesus interrupted my life. Amen, church? I'm thankful that he came and then he stayed with the mission for me. I can't say for us, but for me, I'm glad he stayed with the mission because he intervened and merged in my life. And I will forever be grateful, and I know that you are too. So we take the bread, we remember his body given to us, and as you eat it, remember until he returns. On that night, he took the drink. He said, "This drink represents my blood given, poured out." Let's give thanks for the blood of Christ. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his sacrifice of his body. But beyond his body punished and broken, his blood was shed so that we could be forgiven and we could be free. Thank you for your shed blood for us. Because only your blood could wipe away the stain of our sins and make us white as snow. Thank you for shedding your blood so we could be forgiven and free. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Jesus, if Jesus didn't die for us, how are you going to work it off? I mean, you got a debt you can't pay. All the work and the effort in the world will never pay that debt. No longer is it the blood of lambs and livestock and bulls. They tried to get as perfect on that as they could, but it took the perfect Lamb of God to come and sacrifice. I think weird about scripture, I apologize, but this is perfect blood. Do you understand it? Not a germ in it. How you gonna work off your sin? How many showers you gonna take, you know? The only thing that can get rid of the stain of sin is the blood from the perfect Lamb of God. No other way. So when his blood was shed, he gave his body. That's in our place. But his blood was shed for a whole nother reason. Because nothing will get rid of the stains of sin other than the perfect blood of Christ. Nothing. And that's the only way you and I can be white as snow. You know, the Revelation said, how will we know them? You know, it's by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, right? How are we going to know? What washed you, made you whiter than snow? Good living, civic organizations, just doing good stuff, won't get rid of it. It took the shed blood of Jesus. And we have thanked him for that blood. And as we drink this drink, symbolic of his blood, we remember his blood sacrifice because that we're forgiven and we're free. Take, drink, remember, and drink until he comes again. I want to give you a verse of scripture that we end with today. It's in Psalm 13:5. It says, but I have trusted in your faithful love. My heart will rejoice in your deliverance. We ask you to leave today. It's been a moving service for us and for you personally, for us collectively. But we leave here putting our faith and trust in Christ. Remember in the ascension, he's the king on the throne. He sympathizes with us. He is interceding for us. He sent his Holy Spirit to empower us to live out the mission of Christ. And then we live, but our faith and our trust is in Jesus. It's a crazy world out there, isn't it? It's really confused and crazy. But he sent us into that world and he will empower us. But your faith and trust is not in people. The Old Testament said some will trust in horses and some will trust in chariots. Actually, it's an old song of Hope Church, if you remember that back in the day. But we will trust on the name of the Lord. Our faith and trust is placed in him. We're going to give an invitation. There may be something that has the Lord has raised to the top during this service. It's something you need to pray with somebody. It's a burden you need to lay down. It's a decision you need to make. It's a calling that he has given. It's a surrender that he asks. And so if he's done that for you today, we ask that you respond. We give you the opportunity to respond to that. There'll be counselors in the altar who will come, and they're here to minister to you and to serve you and to pray with you and to pray for you. Logan and the team are going to lead us, and they're going to lead us again in that remembrance song. It's just another way for you to partake in it and be blessed by it. And our invitation is for you to come. So I'm going to ask you to stand, if you will. Our counselors find their spot. Our invitation is this. Whosoever will, for whatever reason today, you come. God bless you. Respond as the Holy Spirit moves you.